Okay, well, you're very welcome back to this Saturday evening's Global Village programme with myself, Andrea Gilligan, sitting in for Dil tonight. Well, the Inner City Helping Homeless have launched their new winter sleeping bag appeal. The organisation's trying to raise €15,000 to provide sleeping bags to those who are experiencing homelessness across Dublin. And for more on this, I'm joined by Dave Nugent, the head of advocacy at Inner City Helping Homeless. Dave, you're very welcome to this evening's Global Village.
Good evening and thanks very much for having us.
Look, there's a lot of support groups and organisations and I suppose volunteers out there, out across Dublin City, you know, day in, day out, Dave, helping people, particularly homeless people. Just tell us a little bit about, first of all, the Inner City Helping Homeless campaign, just how and when that was set up.
Well, the charity Inner City Helping Homeless was established about 4 years ago by Anthony Flynn. It started off as a soup kitchen. Because, I mean, look, in the inner city where Anthony lives around Crow Park, there was an inordinate amount of homeless people that he came across on a daily basis. And he wanted to do something to help. And with himself and some support from other volunteers and some many volunteers over the years, it has grown into an organisation which now has 278 volunteers. We have expanded out into services like advocacy and education, as well as obviously our support for people who are sleeping rough. And large part of that would be the provision of sleeping bags. And we do not get any government funding. We are all, it's a volunteer organisation. Mm-hmm. And we find ourselves every month spending 4,000 on average, and even over the summer months, 4,000 on sleeping bags. And with the rise in homeless figures and the expected cold winter that we're going to have, we thought it would be prudent to look for support and look for assistance with that.
And look, we'll come to that in a minute, but just when you talk about that rise, the 4,000 additional sleeping bags that you had to purchase this year, Dave, I suppose that's kind of testament to the additional numbers of people that are having to sleep rough as well.
It is. We're not the only organisation that provides sleeping bags, but what happens traditionally with somebody who's sleeping rough and they need a sleeping bag, they'll go to one of the services, the larger NGOs, and they'll get a sleeping bag. You provide your name and your date of birth and you're put on a list of having received a sleeping bag. What inevitably happens is, with the rain and with the wind and sometimes through damage by outside influences, outside parties, and that sleeping bag is no longer usable. But if that person goes to get another sleeping bag from one of the NGOs, there can be difficulty with that. There's a lot of frustration around that, in that if they need it, they should have it. And that's how we operate. So they come to us as, the charity of last resort, where they can't get a sleeping bag from somewhere else because they may have got one last night, but there was a torrential rain and it's now unusable. They'll come to us because the other NGOs won't give them that sleeping bag, so we'll provide that.
But presumably they're obviously having to supply bags to make sure everybody has one as well.
It's not a criticism of them, you know, directly, but we do have to step in from time to time. And I think on average we spend $3,500 to, in the winter months, we can spend up to $5,000 a month purchasing sleeping bags.
How many people have you in the organisation or within the charity volunteering, Dave?
We have 278 volunteers and they are spread across the programme. So we have an outreach programme. We have 23 people who go out on a nightly basis feeding the rough sleepers, and there's an average of 207 there now. And we have obviously some administrative staff. There's myself as the head of advocacy. There's Anthony Flynn, the CEO, and Bernie, who is our volunteer coordinator and the heart of the organisation. And we have many, many, many volunteers who volunteer their time, and sometimes 2 hours a month, sometimes it's 20 hours a month, and we're really appreciative of all the efforts that everybody puts in.
And of course there, as you mentioned, that's I suppose the, just what I was interested in is the fact that they're obviously volunteering across a range of different areas as well. Have you any idea roughly how many people that, you know, you would assist and help in some capacity each day?
Oh, absolutely. We keep a very close record. You know, we have to. We're providing a service to a vulnerable community and we feel it's important to get to know them and also have the numbers. So last night, on Friday, we will have dealt with 27 women and 183 men across the teams that were out last night. So we have four teams of four on outreach, walking groups, and then we have a van that travels around to the outskirts, to the Colesters, to the Coolocks, to the Rathmines, and everywhere in between. And that's an average for us on a daily basis. Now, if you add into
about 200 roughly.
Thereabouts, yeah. It does fluctuate. I mean, it was as low as 158 during the summer. And you know, it was at 208 last Wednesday. So it really does fluctuate. And then we have people who come into us on a daily basis for assistance with the system. And you know, a lot of people that we deal with have literacy issues. And there's no real help there, I suppose, for them to navigate that. And we offer that help, but we often help them navigate mm-hmm. that. And quite successfully, I'm pleased to say.
Because we would often hear about, you know, even the most recent homelessness figures, or you know, the sleeping rough figures, and they're now in the thousands, and you're one organisation or one charity helping around sure. 200. So, I mean, these are people, though, that are sleeping rough as opposed to people that are actually availing of emergency accommodation.
But the people who are sleeping rough that we come across, and we don't get to everybody, we think, and we've talked to Mike Allen on this, and we've talked to the other NGOs, because we're all quite friendly. There's no rancor between any of us, but, you know, we're all there to help the people who need the help. And there's an average of 458 rough sleepers in Dublin on any given day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of them can be found in accommodation such as Morningstar or Merchants Cove. And, you know, it really does fluctuate. But where there's no space, and look, we've come across it in recent weeks. And, you know, it was a fear of ours 3 weeks ago when a family came to us about 10 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. A family of 5 children and 2 adults. That's not acceptable. But it's happening. And it needs to be resolved, and it certainly needs to be addressed. And there's a certain fear amongst ourselves, and we would know better than anybody, that there will be children on the streets by Christmas. And that's the fear that we have. And it's something that we're looking to avoid. And we're offering solutions and positive solutions, not just a constant criticism. We don't feel that criticism works to any great degree. We certainly offer positive solutions, as most NGOs do.
You're looking for more sleeping bags. You mentioned, Dave, that you've assisted kind of this week alone, some nights an average around 200 people. You need more sleeping bags. Weather conditions are obviously becoming more inclement, and we're heading into the winter months. How many bags roughly, again, did you mention you needed?
Well, on average, you spend about 3,500 to 4,000 a month up to 5,000 during the winter time. We buy at the minute we're buying retail. We don't have the facility to go and put a tender out to get a large body of sleeping bags in. A lot of them, in fact, we probably get donated about 100 a month by generous members of the public. But we're buying on average between 300 and 400 sleeping bags a month, and we go through them all, and mm-hmm. there's always a shortage. And what we're looking for now is for people out there to donate a sleeping bag. And, you know, maybe somebody out there who's listening could say, well, you know, I know where to source them, and it's relatively cheaper. And we're, you know, we're delighted to hear from them. Or else just contribute, you know, €10 towards a sleeping bag fund. And, you know, we'll make sure that gets to somebody who needs it straight away.
Just you mentioned the idea of the donation, and I know it was something that was kind of covered quite recently. Is that something that people can do? Will you accept, sleeping bags that have been washed and cleaned?
We can, if they're washed and cleaned properly, and you know, there's no major damage to them. Absolutely, we would. I know that Electric Picnic had donated, or mm-hmm. certainly had worked with a leash charity, and they have got a great amount of sleeping bags from that, and we're delighted to see that, you know, there's a certain responsibility there. And I know they were cleaned, and I know they were held in there properly. If people have sleeping bags there and that they've been lying idle, or they bought them for one camping trip and they haven't been used in 3 years and they're sitting in the shed, by all means, if they wanted to bring them in cleaned, and we would happily take them off them, and they will really go to a great charity and really to a great cause.
Yeah, because I think there's probably a lot of people, Dave, that would be interested, that maybe, as you mentioned, you know, went to one gig or festival and haven't reused them since. But if they're clean and washed properly, they can get in contact with yourselves.
I know myself and my own children, and they had sleeping bags for Electric Picnic, and they brought them back so we could use them. And, you know, they'll never use them again, but they'll never camp at it again. They're going to go B&B. And so there is an element of that. And look, most people just need a pathway to us. A lot of people want to help. There's a very inherent kindness and decency in people. And a lot of people just struggle to go, well, where can I go for this? Or where can I bring this to? We are available and open 24 hours a day nearly at this stage, and we will happily, through interaction with our website ICHH.ie or through contacting our offices in 72 Amiens Street, engage with those people and show them how they can contribute and how they can help.
And that's obviously as well, if people want to donate to the actual winter sleeping bag appeal you're trying to raise, as you mentioned, €15,000, they can do that there as well.
Well, there's an iDonate page set up for the sleeping bag appeal, and it'll be under the name of Anthony Flynn, ICHH, and they can contribute directly there. And if it's only €2, I mean, it still goes to make that mm-hmm. difference. And that's the main thing that people need to realise. Even so, something so small can make such a huge difference.
OK, well, look, we'll leave it there on that note, Dave. Thanks again for taking the call this evening.
Andrew, thank you very much.
Dave Nugent, the Head of Advocacy at Inner City Helping Homeless, thanks again for joining us on the programme.
No problem.